The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nothing had happened in her house for 15 years until one night something crossed through it like it was passing between two worlds.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real story, you know how much we love to hear them. Call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can. No commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy, this is an interesting story because I've never heard one quite like it before.
Really?
Yeah. You know, because I always say ghost stories, there's a lot of similarities, you know, because, but no two are alike. It's kind of like snowflakes. They're snowflakes, but they're never quite exactly alike. But you might get, you might get ghost stories with a lot of footsteps or somebody sitting on the bed. Because like last night, I was like, oh, it was early this morning. I thought my cat was on my bed, like doing that thing cats do with their paws. And I looked down because I thought it was Izzy, and I go, oh, Izzy, and Izzy's not there. And Rizzo is looking out the window, And I don't know what I was feeling.
So who was on your bed?
I know. It's the ghost cat once again.
That's
and I don't find that, and it does not bother me at all, actually, because, you know, it's a cat.
Could it be that you expected it? And so in your mind, you just expected one of the cats to do that, and then you felt it?
Because Izzy had kind of been in and out. He comes in early in the morning because he decides he wants treats and knows I have some on my nightstand, which is stupid of me to have cat treats. Like, come on, why did I do that? Now Izzy's like I was pretending to be asleep and I was watching him and he was really slowly reaching across the nightstand to touch my nose and just staring at me. So I was in the middle of that kind of thing. And then I thought he walked down on the corner of my bed and was doing that. And I don't know where he was. It was just weird. There's a lot of similarities, is my point, in ghost stories.
Yeah.
And this is something really different that I've never heard before. So we're just going to dive right in.
Okay.
It says, I've lived in the same house for almost 15 years. It's not haunted, or at least I never thought it was. Normal family life, normal noises, nothing that ever made me think twice. The thing that happened that night wasn't a ghost we'd been living with. It wasn't something that had been here all along. It was more like something had slipped in, did whatever it came to do, and left. Isn't that interesting? It happened on a weekend when my sister, her teenage son, and his friend stayed over because they were in town for a soccer tournament. We don't have a lot of guest space, so we put the boys in the living room on a big air mattress, and my sister slept in the spare room down the hall. Everything felt normal that night. Everyone laughing, watching a movie, loading up on junk food. Nothing weird. By the time everyone settled, it was close to midnight. My husband went to bed early because he had work in the morning, but I stayed up in the bedroom watching TV. Our room is right off the hallway, connected to the living room by one of those older open archways instead of a door so you can hear everything. Around 12:30, I muted the TV because I thought I heard someone walking around. Not strange. The teenagers were still awake last I checked. I sat and listened for a minute, expecting to hear them whispering or moving around on the mattress. Instead, I heard this low vibrating sound. It was almost like a hum. Not electrical, not mechanical. It reminded me of the way a loud truck feels when it's idling next to you, except it wasn't coming from outside. It felt like it was in the house. I stood up because it made the hair on my arm stand up. The humming got louder, then stopped all at once. And the second it stopped, something moved through the living room. I don't know how to explain it in a way that sounds normal. It wasn't footsteps. It wasn't someone running. It was like a giant invisible object bulldozed straight through the air. The sound was a quick, sharp movement, and the whole house seemed to shift for just a second. Whatever it was, it traveled from the far end of the living room, past the hallway opening, and toward the front door in one fast, solid motion. My first instinct was that one of the boys fell or threw something, so I ran out of the bedroom, and before I even got into the hallway, I heard both boys shout at the same time. I flipped on the hall light, ran into the living room, and the scene honestly didn't make sense. The air mattress wasn't where it had been. It had slid a couple feet sideways. The boys were sitting straight up on it with their eyes open, wide open, blankets pulled up like shields. My sister came rushing in behind me from the spare room, also looking terrified, and I asked what happened. And my nephew said, "I don't know. It was like something ran through." His friend said, "It wasn't a person. It wasn't anything I could even see." Our dog, a tiny old Shih Tzu who usually sleeps like a log through earthquakes, was standing in the doorway of the kitchen with his fur puffed out and growling, actually growling, which he never does. My sister said she felt something shake the bed in the spare room at the exact same moment the boys yelled. I walked to the front door because that's the direction the thing went, and the door chain was hanging. We never used the chain, we used the deadbolt, but the chain was swinging lightly like it had been bumped, and the deadbolt was still locked. Nothing in the house was disturbed except for the air mattress and the chain. No broken items, no doors open, no signs of anything physical. We checked outside. Nothing. It was a quiet street. We all sat in the living room afterward because nobody wanted to split up. The boys took turns trying to explain it, but they kept saying the same thing. It didn't sound human and it didn't feel human. My nephew said he felt pressure, like something huge went past him. His friend said his blanket lifted off his legs when the thing moved. My sister said she heard the humming right before it happened, like the whole house inhaled or something. I don't want that explanation in my head, so I tried really hard to come up with something rational. Earthquake tremor, animal on the roof, truck driving by, but nothing matched what we had experienced. There was no shaking of the walls, no outside noise, no footsteps, no thud, nothing physical moving except that mattress. After about an hour, the house felt perfectly normal again. Whatever the thing was, it lasted maybe 2 seconds total, but those 2 seconds were enough. We stayed up the rest of the night watching movies with the lights on. The dog did not leave my lap. The next morning, everyone acted a little embarrassed to bring it up, but when we finally talked about it, we all agreed it didn't feel like something that lived there. It felt like something passing through. It's never happened again. That's my story. I appreciate your podcast, Denise. It sounds like Denise has experienced earthquakes before. And the one, the big one that I experienced had a very paranormal feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very quick. It felt like I was on the bed in The Exorcist. Like I felt like it was Reagan's bed. It was shaking like that.
Yeah.
And it sounded like someone had some kind of gravel sprayer that they were hitting my house with. It sounded like my house was getting hit with thousands of little pebbles.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. And it sounded like a train or something. Like all of this stuff happened at once. I jumped out of bed so fast and I hit the ground, like literally on my knees. I thought the house was falling down. So I don't know. That's the closest thing I can think that it might have been, because the way that earthquake happened, it was so weird and it was just mm-hmm. gone in seconds with a what the F was that? But then they felt like something had moved through. Like it was like they all kind of felt the same thing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around, because I have had a couple earthquakes sort of, you know, experiences, nothing big like other people's. But I was in one once that it did, like things moved a little bit. It wasn't such a big one that it was knocking dishes off, but things on the dresser slid. You know, there was a tapping of thing, you know, like I had a transom window that had a rod that goes up and down, and it was just tapping. It was just like moving, tap, 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 tap. And I did also feel kind of a weird vibration, kind of a low hum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was because mine sounded almost like a train. Like okay, it was so a loud
you
were, hum.
And yours was heavier. You guys have them pretty strong there. But I'm just thinking, I can't explain the whoosh. The vibration and the sound and all that, I could go, oh, I think earthquake.
But I could see how what I experienced could present like a whoosh through the house.
Okay.
Because there was noise that went with it, and it seemed to get louder, 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 gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the chain would be dangling.
Yeah.
Like my, you know, transom window rod was clicking. You know,
but the
it does feel paranormal. It doesn't feel real.
Because the mattress, the air mattress moved. It seemed like the other beds would move, not the air mattress. That doesn't seem like that should have been affected. That part stumps me.
And like they said, nothing else in the house really seemed to move. There wasn't anything else disrupted. Just these couple things. I don't know. It oddly feels like an earthquake, and yet there's this additional element.
Oh, maybe it was alien. Maybe there was like a UFO passing over. Yeah,
I thought about
weird.
That too. I know that's that everybody always goes, oh, Kathy jumps right to alien all the time. But I wondered that too. You know, could something have been outside that was just hovery, giving a low vibration?
But she said that sounded like it was from inside the house. But if it's an alien aircraft, who knows how they sound?
Right. And, you know, they could have done something, you know, sent something that kind of went through there, like a scan of some sort or something.
Yeah, I don't mean, know.
It sounds more alien to me than ghost. If I got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
I feel more alien. Maybe, I don't know. If I'm going to go alien. I just think if I got to pick, it feel something doesn't line up to just be an earthquake.
But some, I almost am going earthquake because so many things line up with an earthquake. But right. then I oh, don't I, know where yeah. Denise lives. And so Denise might have a lot of experience with them and it doesn't mm-hmm. fit that pattern. But I've had, I mean, I felt them several times, but only that one time was it so weird like that.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. And it's a very weird feeling. Like when you're in it, it feels like surreal.
Now, I could see the boys, like when that happened, them jumping and that would make the air mattress, you know, they might have like jumped so fast that one of them kind of pushed with his foot on the ground. They're on an air mattress. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You go earthquake. I'm going to go alien.
But I don't think it's like a ghost or something like that. Or maybe no, there's I some weird portal time. Like, I don't know, time...
Space-time
yes,
continuum.
Yes, thank you. That's what thing. I wanted.
I feel paranormal. I don't feel paranormal. I feel alien. That's what I'm going with. I'm going to stay with that.
Okay.
I hate to say this, guys. I think you were scanned. I think they scanned you.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Better than an anal probe.
No anal probe on this one, but I think they might have scanned the area.
And I don't even know if aliens are known for anal probes these days, but when we were kids, younger, they'd say that all the time. And I'm like, that mm-hmm. is not the way to make friends.
Yeah, they would be remember, because there was that thing like in this like late 60s, early 70s, and there would always be somebody from, you know, like Arkansas or somewhere out in the woods. You know, they could be from Kansas too, but it would be somewhere away from big populated areas, right? And they would say, oh, yeah, this is what happened. And they saw it and they drew a picture of it and it always looked the same.
Yeah.
Right. And then they anal probed them and then they took them up to the ship for a while, but they always put them back down.
And they
and
don't
nobody's
remember
done that for a long time. Yeah. And nobody's done that. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm buying them that, you know. Of course, the National Enquirer used to have a lot of alien stuff on the cover, but. We just don't have that much anymore.
Well, let's go to our next story.
I'm from Minnesota, and I've been listening to the show a lot lately and thought I would call in with my own story, more of my mother's story than mine, but about strange things that happened in the house that I grew up in. So my parents bought our house that we grew up in Minnesota here in the early 90s. They know that the man and the wife that lived there before, the husband had died, but we don't know how long ago that happened when they bought the house. Anyway, so we kind of know a backstory that someone has died in this house. But the first thing that happened was after they had my brother and my sister, they had put the kids to bed for a nap. My mom went to go and check on the kids while they were sleeping. And the light was on in the room. And the kids were, I think she said, like one and less than a year old. They're not too far apart in age. So they couldn't have crawled out of their crib or anything and turned the light on. They were fast asleep. So my mom asked my dad why that had happened, why he turned on the lights, and he said he didn't do it. Next thing that was kind of strange was that my mom hosted daycare. And after all of the kids were during their nap, they were all asleep, and there was one of the older girls that she was sitting with, and she looks at my mom and she asks her, "Why are the bathroom faucets on?" My mom kind of like listens and hears the water running in the bathroom. And she's like, "I don't know. I'll go look." And she goes into the bathroom and both of them are like turned all of the way on. And she goes to check on all of the kids that she does daycare for, and they're all asleep. No one's awake except for her and the girl that told her about it. So she thought that was really weird too. Our house isn't very big. You know, if one of the kids got up and went to the bathroom, we would have heard it. Another thing about the house is that all of those strange things kind of happened in this one hallway that connects the majority of the main floor together. And we did have a dog at the time we were growing up, and she would never lay in the hallway. She would only, like, she would avoid it as much as possible, and she would look into it from, like, the top of the stairs that we had leading up to, like, our bedroom attic. But she would never go in there, and she always was kind of looking into there like she was skeptical of something. After my mom and dad, they got a divorce, and my mom was staying at the house by herself with us kids, my mom said she woke up multiple times in the night and could see someone either sitting at the edge of her bed, or she said there were times where she felt like someone was standing over her. She never saw anything. But she also said that she sleeps with her door open in this hallway that I was speaking about earlier that connects to her bedroom. And she said that she could sometimes, like, she wakes up feeling like as if someone just walked past her room from that hallway. So that was something else strange. But then she started dating my stepdad. And earlier in their relationship, he stayed over one night. And I tried to ask them about this whole situation, and he only vaguely remembers it. But at some point, he felt like he was tapped on the shoulder in the middle of the night, and something told him to, like, go into the living room because he was being too loud or something. He snores really loud. That was just something I've known about forever. But when I asked him about it, he says he doesn't know or doesn't remember a whole lot else besides just he felt like something tapped him on the shoulder and was like, "Go into the living room." So he went and slept in the living room, and that's something he does a lot now. Another thing that happened was when my brother and sister were a little bit older, they were still sharing a bedroom. And one morning, my brother told my mom that he had seen an old woman in his room that night. And then it turns out that my sister said that she also saw the same thing. And again, I asked them about this recently, and my brother said, "Well, I don't know. I think I saw something," but I immediately buried my head under the covers. But they did say that they saw an older woman in the room at some point, which there would never have been that happen. The only people living in the house was my mom. Also, another time when my mom and my stepdad were in the house, they woke up in the middle of the night because they heard a huge slam. And my mom was freaked out, and she thought someone was trying to break in. So she goes and kind of searches the house. All the kids are asleep. Like, nothing happened. She couldn't find anything that went wrong. But the next day, she gets up to take a shower to go to work and realizes that what that noise that she heard was all of the body washes and shampoos and soaps in our shower had fallen off of, like, one of those over the faucet hangers that people have in their bathrooms. They had fallen off of that, but that was still in place, like, on top of, or, like, of the spout of the shower. But all of the soap and stuff had fallen, but it was all in the middle of the tub. I just don't know how that would happen. All of that stuff would fall off, but the thing that they were sitting on was still intact. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And when I was a little bit older, when I came home from school one day, I heard a big slam out of nowhere, and I kind of got up and looked throughout the house, and I didn't really see anything, but I saw a big whiteboard that we had in our kitchen had fallen over for no reason. I put it right back up because the nails hadn't fallen off or anything, so I don't know, things have kind of fallen over for no reason. My parents also said that we used to have a big stereo that would turn on and off just incessantly. There was no rhyme or reason to it, but it would always turn on and off. The last thing really that would happen, something that I can attest to, is that when my sister used to, when she was a little bit older, she had lived in the upstairs bedroom of her house, which was basically like the attic turned into a bedroom. But I mean, it's kind of an old house. It's kind of creaky. When she would walk around up there, especially late at night, I could hear, and then, you know, the house was quiet and I could hear her kind of walking around, staying up late, doing whatever in high school. But after she left for college, I still heard those footsteps like very frequently. Just sounded like the same old thing, just her around there walking upstairs, but she wasn't home. And I was asking my parents about this, and they said that they haven't had really anything crazy happen in a while, except for a few weeks ago. My mom's very anal about locking all of the doors before she goes to bed. She's a super paranoid woman. A few weeks ago, my stepdad went into the living room because he sleeps there sometimes in the middle of the night, and he sees that the front door to her house in the living room, there's like a big wooden door and there's also a screen door, are both just sitting wide open, which is really weird. I mean, they didn't hear anything and they didn't hear anyone come in. And if they would have, my dog would have started barking and woken up the whole house because that's what she does. No one broke in or anything. The doors are just wide open, which is unexplainable because there is no way that the doors weren't locked before I went to bed. So my house was definitely haunted and I think it's super interesting. And I haven't had anything weird happen to me since.
Oh, and it ends like that.
Okay.
That last story about the doors being open, that creeped me out more than anything else.
Well,
that one bothered me.
It's funny. Like, there's a few of them I would say, maybe the faucets with the kids, maybe the little girl did it and then came back in and said, faucet's on, or whatever. Like, I don't know, but, and the light switch on. I could absentmindedly switch a light switch on my way out the door. Just out of habit, think, how you always switch it up. You know what I mean? Like, you could just do the wrong thing. So there's a few things you could go, maybe. But I think when you start to add them all up, and then the last couple, like maybe the stepdad with the tap on the shoulder, maybe it was the mom in her sleep. Go, get out of here. You're too loud. I used to do that to my ex-husband all the time. And he would never remember it. He would just go, I'd go, roll over. You're snoring or whatever. And so, it could have been her just tapping him and, it was all, everybody was half asleep. But there are things here. And then when you start to put them all together, like the brother sees an old woman. The sister's like, yeah, I did too. The footsteps upstairs in the attic that continue to walk around. Okay, that's weird. The stereo turning off and on by itself. Okay, that's an odd one. Then I'm with you, though, on the door being wide open. Nobody would leave the door wide open.
No.
You wouldn't have done it.
She's like me. Like, I make sure every night before I go to bed, everything's locked.
Yeah. And every not night. Just that, but like, you could see maybe you didn't get something locked. You didn't leave it wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think I'm with her. Like, you could try to reason things away, but it comes a point where there's just too many of them. And you go, I'm going haunted.
I like to think that maybe a ghost kind of poked the dad because it's like, come on. You're keeping everybody awake. Go sleep in the living room.
Wait a minute. And the other thing is the mom feeling like something was walking past the room. She, thought a couple times she felt something watching her when she slept. See, that's to me. And it's funny because you go, these are the things that are more feelings than they are real. But yet that feels more paranormal to me.
Well, and it was past the room judging the guy for snoring. It was shut up.
I'm gonna go haunted as hell.
Yeah.
Like on the haunted barometer.
As hell.
I'm gonna give it 8 out of 10.
Ding 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 ding.
Now, you can only get 9 out of 10 if you actually like see an apparition, right? Well, wait a minute. We got an apparition. The brother saw the old
Yep,
lady.
so it's 9 out of 10.
Yeah, we got a 9 out of 10
Nine
here.
out of ten. Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, that would be awesome. Please do that. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Support the show. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.